Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, the one thing about history that we find out that quite often we're doomed to repeat history if we don't learn from it. Mm. And since the beginning of time, it doesn't seem like we learned a lot of things. But I'm looking at it right now. You know, CBN News reports that a push for tougher gun controls is sparking an ammo shortage. As a matter of fact, listen up. You're not gonna believe what's happening in America right now. Police officers can't even get the ammunition they need to be able to do their job. Listen up.
Well, as the debate over gun control continues, increased demand and price hikes on ammunition are leading to a nationwide shortage.
Law enforcement officers across the country say the types of ammo they need to do their job are getting harder and harder to find. Andrea Garrett has more.
Local police departments are having a hard time finding bullets to fill their guns. Some worry it could lead to a dangerous shortage that could affect the way law enforcement agents do their jobs.
We were issued a box a month so that we could go practice on our own. We no longer get that simply because the ammo's not there for it.
40 caliber bullets are the kind most often used in police training. A 50-round box used to cost about $30, but in the wake of the Newtown, Connecticut shooting, demand is up, which means suppliers are raising prices as well.
Along with these tragic incidents that happen, the fear of what's going to happen with the government comes into play, and then people react to that.
And increased prices aren't the only concern. Some agencies are placing orders for ammo and being forced to wait months for it to arrive.
I think as long as the gun control issue is dominating the media and dominating our country right now, it's going to get worse. The rounds will be fewer to find.
Andrea Garrett, CBN News.
It's amazing when you think about it. Can you imagine, like, okay, there's a bank robbery going on. We're going to go stop this bank robbery. He says, well, I just ordered second day delivery from Amazon.
Wow.
Six bullets. I'm hoping they get here before we get to the bank. The police officers can't even get, are not being able to get the in a sense, which is totally a whole nother viewpoint. It's like, you know, people are wanting gun control. Not everybody, just a few folks are wanting gun control. They just happen to have a big mic and a big podium.
Right.
It's like, but yeah, we call the police because they have guns and they're going to defend us and you know, protect us and work with us. You know, we have a right to defend ourselves, and they come out and support us as the officers that we are empowering our sheriffs, who we elect to be in the office, to work to work with us. And but now, because of everybody's concern, and this is not a good sign when all your citizens are buying guns and bullets and stuff, not bullets, but ammunition. By the way, when you say bullet, you're talking about that little thing on the front of the
cartridge.
That's the bullet. So you say bullet, it's actually the gunpowder, the casement, and the bullet in the front of it. And so It's just not a good sign. It makes me think about, you know, when I saw that the part of the movie Glory, and that's what happened, that, you know, America was divided, and President Abraham Lincoln was the president during that time, and it's just amazing the things that he probably went through as a human being, trying to manage that in addition to his own personal losses and all. And it's like, we survived that. That's just amazing. That literally the America had the Hatfields and McCoys, and we didn't know how I was going to come out. And Abraham Lincoln, we got to revisit our history so we don't repeat it.
Yeah.
But when he's having the Gettysburg Address, he just was able to bring sanity to all Americans and value to all Americans and look beyond, you know, ignorance and just say, listen, you know, we can hold these states together. And it's like, wow, that's just amazing to me.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't the isolationist, you know, mentality and all that. And think about that. It's all those years since, you know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, America was able to survive that. And of course he didn't, you know, he paid a huge price for that. And, think about it, you know, what he gave his life for. You know, we're still living off of today.
That's right.
you know, yeah. And just like the ones that I was talking about in the 54th Massachusetts 54th Volunteer Infantry, that they gave their lives. That was just, it was, think about this. I'm going to go fight the people who want to enslave me. And because what they're doing is wrong, to free up all Americans. And then you die fighting them, and then they're over your body. The disposal of your body is like, this is not going to be good. I don't think, you know, they're going to honor our fellow Americans and all that. And it's just like, it was just another, I'm thinking like, you know what I'm saying? Because they didn't win that battle. But what they did win, I didn't say this, is that they broke the mindset of American generals. And that where they said, you know, we're going to integrate the armed forces. We're all fighting, man. We all can fight for the cause. And they didn't die in vain because they're fighting for a cause, period. But also, they broke all those mindsets to where, listen, we can fight side by side. Everybody's a man. That's everybody's right. Important. And so they were actually breaking even the mindsets that had to be broken in the North there. And it's just this, you know, if you get a chance, you know, make sure you have a clear play when you watch it or watch a TV version of it. But because I just want to look it up, wasn't so hot. Think about it, though. So there is a shortage of ammunition in America. I mean, America has a shortage of ammunition. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.